Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and today we're going to be talking all about how to kind of make plans and finish out the year strong, but also balance living in the present moment, because you can't plan too far ahead, but you kind of need to plan sometimes. You can't just be a total free spirit, right? Can you? I don't know. No one ever told me I could. Per usual with solo episodes, we just kind of wing it. We have fun. We talk to each other. It's like two girlfriends sitting down, hyping each other up and having a chat. I feel like you guys enjoy these, and I really enjoy making them for you as well. So let's just jump right into it all. Starting with my best mood and worst mood of the week. My best mood, oh my God, I thought of it days ago, you guys. It is just nature, just inner peace in nature, getting out of the city. Oh my God, I am just like coming down off cloud nine, but not even coming down. We'll get to the worst mood, obviously, as we always do. But my best mood truly was I went on my annual girls trip with my six best friends from high school. And we go on one every single year. We go to all these different places. We've gone to my house in LA. We've gone to Miami. We've gone to Vegas, just all the classic places you would normally go. Since we obviously had to be super safe with COVID and everything, we didn't want to go somewhere super crazy. And obviously we're getting a tad bit older. We were like, let's just try to challenge ourselves and go hang out in nature, quarantine together in a house. So we did. And it was life-changing. The moment we drove the car out of the airport, honestly, no, the moment we got to the airport, if you've ever been to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, you know what I'm talking about. This airport is chic, okay? So immediately we see the views as the plane is landing. We walk into the airport. We are just like, where did we just end up? Because this is the coolest, most beautiful place we've ever been. And we just packed all of our stuff in the rental car and just started driving. And the whole time, I mean, first of all, my friends are hilarious and insane. Me and my friend were just screaming in the car going, look at that tree, look at that house, look at that Verizon store. We were out of control, losing our minds. But like at the same time, it was so beautiful, and being out of a city, being with my oldest friends, doing our annual thing, but in such a different and fresh way. It was cooler out. It's been so hot in LA. It finally felt like fall, the colors of the trees and just everything. I felt like I was in a chic Hallmark movie. It was fucking fantastic. And I felt like literally motherfucking inner peace, like the nature, everything. I did not touch my phone for like hours because I just didn't want to. I didn't want to like not look out the window. I finally understand when your parents, when you're younger and they're like, can you get off your phone and like look out the window, like look at the world around you. And you're like, no, mom, I want to look at Instagram. No, I get it now. I get it. Look up from your phone and look around you. I mean, in West Hollywood, there's not much to see, but in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, let me tell you, take a look around. It was freaking gorgeous. We had the best weekend. We hiked, we rode horses. We went and like even sightsaw. We saw them and they were fantastic. And I just felt so relaxed and overjoyed. It was my best mood ever. And obviously in combination with my oldest girlfriends, we just don't see each other as much as we obviously want to, but we usually do a good, pretty good job of it. And because of COVID, I haven't been able to see them in forever. So it was so refreshing. It was so nice. Just all around 10 out of 10. Recommend Airbnb, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Get yourself some nature. It is incredible. And then my worst mood of the week is I have been fucking stressed out. I think that's why we're going to jump into kind of like planning and balancing living in the moment at the same time, because I think I just internalized stress so easily that the reason it was my worst mood is because I can feel myself forgetting to be in the moment and get a little bit too in my head. And the moment I ground myself, I'm usually pretty good, but I've noticed that like as much as I'm trying, the stress is still manifesting in my body. And I just said on Instagram story, but I'll say it again for those of you who don't follow at Lauren Elizabeth, at Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. Anyway, I've been clenching my jaw because I'm so stressed, and I do it a lot at night, and I've noticed that I've been doing it so much throughout the day. It's gotten a little better today, but I think it was just my worst mood because I was trying so hard to ground myself and let go and live in the moment and just take a deep breath. I even did some like yoga flows on my own by myself, just like up in the Airbnb room, and it was just really grounding. So that was really nice, being able to like ground myself, take a few deep breaths, but then still notice, like, you know, 15 minutes later that I haven't let go of my jaw in like 5 minutes, and it's so tight, like I couldn't even open my mouth. I was just clenching my jaw. So I don't know if anyone else experiences physical anxiety, aka when like the symptoms of anxiety manifest themselves in physical forms in your body. Oh my God, it's just sometimes you're like, wait, I thought I was okay. Like I thought I was doing just fine. No, oh, we don't want to do that. We're actually stressed. Okay, thank you so much, body, for letting me know. So that was a worse mood, but you got to have a worse mood with a best mood. Overall, I had an amazing, amazing week. I highly recommend just, I don't know, pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone a little bit. We would have never gone to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Obviously, it's a super weird example, but I don't know, go on a hike, go on a walk, do something. It was freaking fantastic. Ironically enough, I was talking about ancestry health this weekend because one of my best friends is a nurse and we always end up talking about health risks. But your inherited health risks don't have to stay unknown. Learn if you're at lower or higher risk for some commonly inherited conditions linked to breast cancer, colon cancer, and heart disease with ancestry health. You can learn what could be passed down from one generation to the next. It is designed to be offered at an affordable price, and Ancestry Health is committed to improving accessibility to powerful genetic testing capacity of next generation sequencing. A family health history tool lets you track generations of your family's health all in one place. Did you know that 1 in 8 women develop breast cancer in their lifetime? About 5 to 10% of those have an inherited genetic risk. Ancestry Health can detect up to 80% of the DNA differences linked to the most common form of inherited breast cancer, so you can be more confident in your results, including if you find you are at lower genetic risk for this condition. Find out what your DNA says about your genetic risk with Ancestry Health. Head to my URL at ancestry.com/mood to get your Ancestry Health kit today. That's ancestry.com/mood. Next, let's jump into some mood boosters. I love mood boosters. I try to switch it up as much as I can for you guys. It really just depends like what I'm doing that week, what I'm into. I mean, I feel like, I don't know if you guys are similar, but each week is changing. I'm always kind of on a different schedule or feeling something different. I'm always boosting my mood. It just might be one thing one week and one week another, but my mood boosters are always certified Lauren approved. What? I'd have to say my first mood booster was having a little bit of personal boundary, and I just haven't been on like a girls trip or anything in a long time, and I just haven't really been around people a lot in a long time. And so I really wanted to make sure that I like kept my calm, didn't get anxiety about traveling, all of that kind of stuff that comes up whenever you're traveling in general, but then also like during a pandemic. So I knew that I wanted to always kind of like take care of myself, like put my needs first. And I really kind of realized that I'm always so worried about what everyone else is going to think and what I should be doing for other people. As I looked around myself and just kind of saw everyone doing their own thing, I was like, why am I so concerned of like what I need to be doing for everyone else? Like, it's not that I can't show up as a friend and as a human being. Like, I'm definitely very capable of it, but I feel like I'm for some reason like overcompensating. So I decided to kind of just let myself have a little bit of personal boundaries. And it was stuff that's so simple, like super simple mood boosters, you guys. Like, it could be something as small as like closing your bedroom door when you're home for the holidays. So I would, like I said earlier, go upstairs and get dressed for dinner because we were cooking at the house, and I would just do like a really quick stretching session. And I am not like a yoga namaste over here, okay? I just genuinely was having joint pain and wanted to kind of stretch, and then I started breathing along with it, and I was like, oh, like this is kind of nice. Is this what working out on your own feels like when you're not watching a video telling you what to do? So I stretched, I did a little bit of downward dog, I did a pigeon pose, I did some deep breaths, some inhale exhale, you know how it is, and it felt really good. I'm not gonna lie, it felt out really good. I don't know. I just feel like it's this thing in life when you get to a certain age where it's not like, hey, like, what are you doing? What's everyone else doing? What should I be doing right now? And you're just kind of like, hey, I'm going to go do my thing really quick and I'll be like right back. Let me know if you need me. And it was really, really nice. I mean, I definitely can easily isolate myself in real life. So it's more so for me having those tiny boundaries that I know are necessary, not completely being like, oh, you guys are all doing this, I'm gonna go read in the corner by myself. Like, no, when I'm home for the holidays, I'll probably go in the corner and read by myself at some point. But I do get energy from other people, as introverted as I am, and I do love spending time with my girlfriend. So for me, it was more having those little boundaries that would make myself feel my best self, so that when I went and sat down with my friends, I felt more at ease. And it has nothing to do with them. It's more so me being in my own head. It allowed me to take that like few minutes for myself and get out of my head, so that when I went back to the group, I was like in a better place than I could have ever been. Another mood booster for me was similar, but a little bit different, and just not caring. I kind of just stopped caring about like certain things on the trip. And obviously I took those little moments to myself, but then I just was like, I understand that I could be getting really cool Instagram pictures and stuff right now, but like, I just don't care. This was a vacation for me. This was time for me to just enjoy my life. As much as I probably could have packed a ton of cute outfits and shot a ton of cute Instagram photos and acted like I had my shit together, I didn't. I mean, I looked like an idiot riding a horse, and it was pretty hilarious. And I just like didn't care. I did whatever I wanted. I posted whatever I wanted. I don't know how this necessarily can exactly relate to your life, but I feel like for me, how I see it relating is marching to the beat of your own drum, honestly. Just like calling the shots in your own life. Just doing what you feel is right for you, and just like being your most authentic self in every moment you can, is such a mood booster. And just actually making your decisions for you and no one else. That could be small acts of self-care, or that could literally be being so silly, so goofy, being completely yourself, unapologetically yourself. That's just how my home friends make me feel. And I forgot how good it is. It's 100% a mood booster. I feel like the best example I could use is me with my Aritzia puffer jacket, which was freaking amazing, by the way. That is my new look for the next, I mean, till however long, because I will be going home to Chicago and only wearing that puffer jacket. But I look hilarious in it. I could easily make it probably look fashionable. Let's see if I can challenge myself to do that and like take a mirror pic of it. Me in this puffer jacket over the weekend was absolutely hysterical. I looked like, I don't even know, that kid from A Christmas Story that like has too big of a jacket on, and my friends were just dying laughing at me. I looked like a little like thumb riding a horse, and this really pretty girl walked in and looked so cute, and I was like, that's what I wanted to look like. And then I thought, nah, I don't fucking care. Like, I'm just gonna ride the horse and be one with nature and just YOLO, you guys. Like, I'm on some Zac Efron shit right now. And then my final mood booster was just, I think we're transitioning maybe into some winter-esque mood boosters, because we could not live without my Summer Fridays lip balm, my Necessaire hand cream, even the Summer Fridays jet lag mask. Just skincare, skincare, skincare. It is so dry. Oh my God, I used the wrong shampoo. You guys, you need to take good care of your hair. You can't let it get dry. Oh my God, this shampoo was so horrible. But that's not a mood booster. The mood booster is just hydration, hydration, hydration. You don't want to feel dry. You get really, really dehydrated and get a headache, and you just feel fatigued. And it's just literally the opposite of a mood booster. And with just everything going on in the world, traveling, holidays, all this stuff, for the first time in a very long time, brought a hydro flask to the airport. I've just been chugging, chugging, chugging water, trying to stay healthy, keep my mood boosted, because there's nothing worse than someone that's dehydrated and tired with just dry skin and cracked lips and dry cuticles. And oof, come on, ladies, moisturize, hydrate, drink up, let's go. Oh, and huge shout out for the best mood booster of all time, and you already know it, Better Booch Ginger Kombucha. It's literally the best kombucha on the market. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. They sent me a case to Wyoming. When all my girlfriends were drinking wine, I was drinking kombucha out of a wine glass, and it was absolutely fabulous, and I just had an amazing time. So if you're ever around drinking and you need to spice it up by not drinking, Better Booch Ginger Ice Wine Glass, boom, baby. Speaking of winter, a new favorite brand of mine is called A Paris. They are a luxury fashion label known for their iconic, colorful, and bold coats. They believe fashion should be self-expression, and their clothes are designed to make you feel like you. It's this very Parisian style mixed with a New York attitude, and the brand prides themselves on quality and cruelty-free practices. No animal products are ever used in the making of their coats. I have a super cute one that's like ivory that I promise I will take a cute Instagram picture in, because that is worth it. It is so so cute. I kind of want to get some for Christmas gifts, but everyone listens to my podcast, so never mind. They also offer a large selection of fabrics and styles, and they continue to grow into new categories such as ready-to-wear, home, knitwear, and more. They also just released their amazing fall-winter 2020 collection, so you guys have to go check it out. The sizing options are amazing. Double X small and double X large. Gender-neutral pieces. You are going to absolutely love it. The best part is Aperis is offering 20% off orders of $50 or more with code MOOD. So check out their fall-winter 2020 styles, including new colors of their most loved classic Aperis styles, like the Sasha and the Goldie, made with their trademarked plush faux fur. You guys, it is so soft. I'm obsessed. Very fashion-forward. Plus, shipping is always free. To get your offer, go to Aperis.com and use code MOOD. Let's jump into today's current mood combo, which is going to be a little bit about planning and a little bit about staying in the present moment. Because when you think about it, in life, we have to plan, right? You want to plan your goals, you want to plan your week, even your day, whatever it is. But you also want to be able to be present. And in life, nothing ever fucking goes according to plan, obviously. Literally, one of my favorite things me and my friends say is, man plans, God laughs. And it's just true. It's like you can plan as much as you want, but sometimes things don't work out. And I think for me, why I'm so hyper-focused on planning right now is because, like I said last week, I kind of see that chunk of time of like, okay, I know I have X amount of weeks until I go home for the holidays. I know what work I have to do before I go home. I know kind of what goals I want to try to start marinating on to get into 2021. And I kind of do want to end out this year strong. I don't really want to just like run home and hide, right? Like, as much as I'm so excited to go home and quarantine with my family and celebrate the holidays in a weird pandemic type way on Zoom, whatever we end up doing, I want to stay strong and I want to keep pushing forward and I want to kind of make a plan. And so when I say make a plan, what I basically do to plan is I really do plans for myself. You know, they don't really involve other people. It's not really social. And if it is, that's more of like a general idea and feeling. I kind of talked about this maybe a couple months ago on my YouTube channel where I kind of talked about if you're kind of hesitant to planning, you can always talk about writing down what you want to feel. And instead of what you want to do, because maybe you feel like that's too much pressure, you can't think of things, why don't you try thinking of things you want to feel? And I've done a really good job at that of kind of focusing on what feelings are most important to me. And they kind of relate almost back to just my morals and my character and maybe, let's say, the woman I've grown into. Okay. But when I talk about planning, I'm talking like, okay, what shit do I want to get done? Like, what do I realistically actually feel passionate about and want to do? Not things I should do. As we know, we do not should ourselves over here on Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. We don't do that. You can refer back to the old episodes. Be my guest. For me, it's like, what am I really passionate about? Like, what gets me excited? And I always know I'm excited when I can't fucking sleep. And God damn it, this morning I woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning and I worked on the wrong thing for 5 hours. Not the wrong thing. It's just something that's not necessarily as important as the other shit I have to do. But I feel like everything is just going crazy at once. I'm like, holy crap, this year is ending. I need to focus. I want to kind of just start structuring out somewhat of a plan. When I say structure, I don't mean anything crazy. I don't do deadlines unless I do have a work deadline. I don't do personal deadlines. I do more like, here are the things that are important to me. A lot of them have to do with work because I think just a huge chunk of who I am and my life is really work, honestly. I feel like obviously a lot of us are like that. We're very career oriented. We have big dreams. We have big goals, especially as women. It's so easy now to just be like, yeah, the world's my fucking oyster, because it is. We can do whatever we want. I was talking to my friend and she said, oh, yeah, my other friend can't do this because of this, this, and this. And I said, yes, she can. And I'm someone that's very compassionate, very understanding, a very good listener. But there comes a point where you just have to like figure out how to fucking do it. You know, you just have to start going for it. And so that's what I mean by structure. I'm like, okay, what do I really want to figure out what I'm actually going to go for? Because that stuff requires a little bit of structure. So if that's work, I'm going to figure out, okay, what are the steps I need to take to get here? What are the steps I need to take to get here? The things that already exist, I'm going to figure out what is on the to-do list for those to make them the best they possibly can be. So I kind of declutter my brain in this way of sectioning off into little buckets. It's like, put yourself at the top and you have all these buckets. And what do each of them consist of? How do they all make sense together? What is the most important? I kind of just journal it out. I do some to-do lists. I always love just opening up the notes app on my phone. And when I think of something, I just write it down immediately because my ADHD is so bad that I will forget. But it's really been helpful because I'll have a to-do list here, a to-do list there, and then I can slowly start forming a plan in my head of what exactly I want to be doing and need to get done before the end of the year. I think for me, seeing that there's the end of the year, it's just how my brain functions. You might be someone that doesn't do time. You might think of things maybe seasonally or other factors of your life that influence the ebbs and flows for you in your personal mind. But for me, time has always been something that really makes sense in my head. Not saying I'm never late or haven't missed a deadline. I mean, you guys know me, you know that's not true. More so in a sense of I see a clock and I know, oh shit, I gotta get this done before the certain amount of time goes up. I'm good at procrastinating to get there, but you understand. I get there. It makes sense to me. So when I see, oh shit, the new year's coming up, I'm like, let's fucking go. And so while I'm doing all these things, I have to remember one thing. Some of this stuff might not go according to plan. I might not hit every goal, get every single thing done. I might end up getting home and wanting to take a couple weeks off. I might end up getting home and maybe not getting as much work done. I definitely want to go in with a plan, because if I don't go in with a plan, I'm going to feel completely chaotic in my own mind. As someone with anxiety and depression and just struggles, I always have to go into every situation with a plan. It doesn't mean I need to hit every single thing perfectly, but I have a structure and I have a toolkit that I know I can refer to of things I want to accomplish, things I think will be good for me, things I want to do before the end of the year. So that is how I plan. And I don't plan to check off every box. Like I said, I plan to go into situations and settings and just frames of time feeling confident. So what happens when you want to be present as well? Well, you can. Sometimes the best stuff comes from the present moment. Like when I want to go to bed, but I feel like I could really write something good down right now, I'll whip out my phone and I'll write down a creative idea. And that's okay, just because I stayed up a little bit later and maybe I slept in. I had a good moment. I lived in the moment. I lived in the present. Also, things could be the opposite. You want to get all this work done and your family all of a sudden wants to go out for ice cream. You can't shame yourself for not sticking to your plan. You can go get ice cream with your family and enjoy that moment and cherish it and live in that present situation and just let your plans wait there for you to come back. They're not going anywhere. You're in control of your plans and your life, and you're allowed to set goals and also live in the present. You're allowed to not meet your goals and fail and trust that it's for the right reason. You're allowed to be rejected and know that maybe you're actually being protected from something. My thing is, at least let me try. I'm going to do everything in my power that I can to try to get me to a certain point. And then I just turn it over. I just say, I've done everything I could. If it's clearly not meant to happen, it's not meant to happen. I can't get it done. I can't get it done. Whatever it is, I just turn it over. I do what I can. It's not about being perfect. It's not about sticking to this like crazy structured life plan, bullet journal, whatever. It's about having a toolkit of goals and plans and to-do lists that you can get inspired from and feel passionate about and ambitious with, but also know simultaneously you can live in the present. You're not tied down. You're not a robot and you're not perfect. I went into Wyoming with a book and a notebook, planning to read and write a little bit. I also went with a few self-care items, knowing that if I feel fresh and clean, I feel my best self. I just do. It's how I am. I was able to keep up with most of the self-care stuff, but I never really got around to reading and writing because I was having so much fun with my friends. So yeah, do I look back and think, oh, it would have been so nice to read out by the fireplace? Yeah, that would have been nice. But instead, I was cracking up, laughing my ass off with my friends by the fireplace. The book can wait. It's not going anywhere. I'm going to read it. I don't have to shame myself for not reading as much as I wanted to, even though it's good for me and even though I kind of felt the urge to. Plans change. But I had those tools just in case. Just in case there was a moment where maybe I was feeling anxious or I wanted to feel productive, I had those tools in my bag. There was one night where I got so tired. My sleep schedule was so off and all I wanted to do was make sure I took care of my skin because it's finally in a good place and my mood is boosted when my skin is clear and it's clearing up. All I wanted to do was go to bed. So I went and you know what I did? I compromised. I rinsed my face. I put on some decent lotion. apartment and I went to bed. In the morning, I fixed it. It's fine. A compromise of the plan. That works too. You can have a plan and still simultaneously live in the present moment because you have to also let yourself see where life takes you. You have to trust that there's a greater plan and that you can't force something that's not meant to happen. Even if you fail, you have to trust that it's for the right reason. That doesn't mean you don't fight for stuff. That doesn't mean you don't try. That doesn't mean you don't push yourself. It just means that at a certain point, you know that you have to have a boundary and you have to live in the present and you have to trust the path you're on. You have to stand in your power and recognize that you are in control, but there's also a lot of things that you can't control. You have to accept that and stand in alignment with yourself. You want to feel so aligned with yourself and where you are in your life that everything just feels okay. Even when things go sideways, you know, I'm going to be okay. Like, I feel okay. I'm just having a bad moment. I think I realize I've grown the most when I'm having so much anxiety or having such a hard day or hysterically crying, and there's still that little voice inside my head that's able to say, I'm in here. I know you're going to be okay. I know you're just having this moment. And I can talk to her, and I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. And I can talk to her and I can be like, I know you're right. I know this isn't the end of the world. I know I'm going to be okay, but I just need to be hysterical right now. And it's like these compromises that I make with myself of like living in the present moment, even though that big badass Lauren on the inside has a plan. I always say, even when you're feeling anxious, you're feeling sad, you're feeling unmotivated, you're feeling all these things, you feel like nothing's going to plan, you have to remember that that person that made the plan and who is confident in the plan and has those ambitions and those goals and desires, that person is still you. That person is still inside of there. You are not your anxiety. You are that person that is confident and strong and has plans and has goals. The anxiety and the stress and the pressure and the sadness and whatever it is, the guilt, the shame, that's just on top of you. That's not you. You're still inside of there. You're just clouded by anxiety and all of those things. When you think about it like that and you separate yourself from it and you realize that you truly are that strong individual person and that these anxieties and these feelings and whatever they are, they're just coming onto you. They're not coming from inside you. They're just affecting you. You're feeling them. You're feeling the effects of these things. Separate yourself from it. Take yourself out of it for a second. Know that you're still in there and you just have to deal with this anxiety right now. And you're going to be okay because that person is still inside of you. That's really helped me get through a lot recently because there's so many things I can't control. When I feel good, I always remember that feeling so that when things don't go as planned, I can ground myself in the present moment and remember what it's like to feel good and remember who I am underneath whatever's happening right now and know that I'm going to figure it out because I have plans, I have goals, I have structure, and I'm able to be in the present moment and choose how to honor my feelings, choose whether to let myself cry or to pick myself back up, choose whether to just go to sleep and maybe I'm stressing about stuff, maybe I'm stressing about work, or wake up and just open my computer and bang out some emails because that's what I'm feeling in the moment. Always honor your feelings, as we say, but know that underneath all of it, you're that person with the plans. No matter what the present moment, where it takes you, whether it's good or bad, it's okay. You can be present and learn from what's going on in your life. Maybe it's learn to laugh more, learn to love more, learn to let your guard down, maybe learn to have more personal boundaries. You can just look inward and learn about yourself. It's okay. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to feel guilty, but just know that that's not you. That's just a feeling that you're dealing with. And that you're gonna be okay. I'm going home for the holidays, and this holiday season, more people will be mailing stuff than ever before. That means the post office is going to be busy. Stamps.com brings the post office to you, and now UPS shipping right to your computer, mail and ship anything from the convenience of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do at the post office, you can literally just do in a few clicks. They also save you money with deep discounts that you can't even get at the post office. So not only can you get all of your holiday shopping and shipping done, you can save money while doing it, and you don't have to leave your house. Love that journey for us. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller, fulfilling orders, doing this record-setting holiday season, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can literally handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% of priority mail and up to 62% of UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office this year. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code MOOD, you get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type MOOD. That's Stamps.com. Enter MOOD. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. So as usual, my little rants are always just a pocket of inspiration, if you see it that way. Or maybe something that makes you think differently about a situation. Or maybe you just like listening to me ramble and rave and talk about things that are happening in my life or have to do with my life or things that I'm feeling. I mean, the cover art of this podcast says you're feeling it, she's saying it. So maybe you are feeling this and maybe I'm speaking to it. And if that's the truth, that makes me really happy because that means we have something in common. And that means we're having a girlfriend fireside chat right now. Just imagine we're in Wyoming, Jackson Hole to be specific. And the wind is blowing, the fire is roaring, like a baby roar, nothing crazy, like Simba, okay? We're just laughing and connecting and being vulnerable and having a good time and hyping each other up. One of my favorite things to do with my friends, actually, and with my mom, so you can do this whether you're with your family over the holidays or whether you're with your friends over the holidays on Zoom, whatever it is. Our favorite thing to do is like figure it out, like make a plan, like find a solution. Like we just push each other. We just make sure we're each holding each other accountable to make plans, but also enjoy each other in the present moment. Like you can do both. You can be there for your friend, find a plan, find a solution. It's like, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about it? But you can still laugh and joke in between. You can also let the plans change and evolve and grow, whatever it is. But it's always good to push yourself to find your ambitions, to find your passions, and to start figuring it out. My favorite way is always changing, whether it's my iPad, whether it's Google Docs, whether it's genuinely just a notebook, a piece of paper, an iPhone list. Sometimes it could be really crazy and all over the place and only make sense to me. Or sometimes it could be so specific that I literally write an entire business proposal and send it over to someone on my team. Like there are levels to this shit, okay? There are so many ways to plan. Some people like vision boards. Some people like journaling, bullet journaling. What's the other kind of journaling where you like collage or something? Maj, capage? I don't know. Literally, there's no right way to do this, you guys. That's what you have to remember. The only right way to do this, aka plan your life, make some goals, live in the present moment. The only right way to do it is the right way for you. As long as you're making sure you have healthy and useful tools that you can use to be the best version of yourself and get yourself through any situation and any mood. That's what those plans are for you to go back to and pick up. They're not something that you're married to and that you signed away your rights to. Like it's just a plan. You can rip it up if you really need to. Maybe sometimes the best plans probably come up from ripping up the previous ones, to be quite honest. So don't put too much pressure on yourself. Don't overthink it. Just think of it as like a creative brainstorm. Just get wild with it and really think, how do I want to finish out the rest of this year? It's tough. This year has been fucking hard. It's been a really shitty year. So what are we going to do with the last couple months of it? I say we try to live in the present moment, take it one day at a time, try to find joy in every single day. Try to make sure we're doing something that makes us happy, not just working or hanging out with people we don't like or being sad when maybe we could start picking up the pieces. Whatever it means to you, it's so different for each of us, but I'm sure we could all use a little bit of a mood booster to try to navigate us to the end of this year and finish it out strong. You don't have to be crazy. You don't have to hold yourself to some crazy expectation of like drinking a certain amount of water a fucking day. Just drink water. Like you're fine. Whatever feels right for you is the right way to finish out this year. Honor yourself, honor your feelings, try to make a plan, make it fun, make it exciting, remind yourself to live in the present moment, stay grounded, stay connected, stay grateful. All the shit you don't want to hear, I'm fucking telling it to you because everyone needs to hear it, especially if you clicked on this podcast, okay? I hope you guys enjoyed the past two solo episodes. I've just been feeling like I've been learning a lot and I love sharing it with you guys as well. Let me know at Mood with Lauren Elizabeth on Instagram what guests you want to see coming up on the podcast. I have a few, but I'm curious to see what you guys want as well. So let me know, and thank you so much for tuning in to another crazy, rambunctious, but hopefully meaningful episode. Make sure to subscribe and download wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to trust yourself and take a deep breath. Hey, I slipped that one in there. You like that? Give a 5-star review, follow me on Instagram, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.